Listening comprehension. You will hear two friends talking about dental tourism. As you listen, take the answer A, B, C, or D, which fits best according to what you hear. You will hear the recording twice.
Hey, Jamie, I heard that you just came back from Mexico.
I did. I was there for a week and just got home yesterday afternoon.
We thought it was odd that you did not show up at the book club meeting last week, but you did mention your recent promotion at work, so I thought that may have taken up your time. Auntie May also did not mention anything when I bumped into her.
Well, you know, my mother is not exactly one who shares information readily with neighbors.
That is true, although you would think she would be more open with me, seeing that we have known each other for a decade. Did you enjoy your vacation? I heard that Mexico is a wonderful destination.
I enjoyed the hospitality that the locals extended to me. Even though I could only speak a few words of Spanish, almost everyone I met was full of smiles and ready to extend a helping hand when I looked lost.
Yes, I know a few Mexicans from work, and they seem to be able to make friends with just about everyone, even though their English may not be all that fluent.
I do wish I didn't have my mouth numb half the time, though.
A numb mouth? What happened? Did you hurt yourself?
Oh, no. I was there as a dental tourist. Have you ever heard about dental tourism?
No, but that does sound interesting. So you went overseas to get dental work done?
Yes, that is what it really means. You go to a foreign country for dental work and enjoy a holiday at the same time. It is not a bad idea, really.
Why would people choose to do something like this? Isn't dental care available in this country?
Well, yes, but for major procedures like what I had to do, it is rather costly. For people who need something beyond a simple filling and cleaning, it can actually be more cost-effective to just travel to a less developed country for treatment. Besides, during the winter months up north, retirees prefer to head somewhere warmer. The combination of a milder climate and lower cost of dental care is a great draw for them.
That is certainly intriguing, although I would be worried about the quality of the work. I mean, there has to be a reason why it is so much cheaper in these countries. I would think the dentists go through a less rigorous curriculum compared to here.
That is unfortunately a misconception. We are all accustomed to thinking that higher prices equate higher quality. However, when it comes to healthcare and dental care, a lot of the cost has to do with cost of living, as well as cost of acquiring an education to be a professional in the field.
So, would you say your experience in Mexico is similar to visiting a dentist here in Canada?
Other than hearing the dentists and their assistants conversing in Spanish, I would say yes. The equipment and tools they use all look very similar to what we have here.
Well, that is good to know. What else did you do, other than sit in a dentist's chair?
I explored the town. It is not very big, so I was able to get around on foot. There are so many dental clinics in that little town. I read that there are about 300 dentists practicing there, which is a huge number when you consider that I was able to walk from one end of the town to the other in just 10 minutes. There was a lot to see, from the many souvenir shops selling all kinds of keepsakes to small coffee shops serving delicious lattes and Mexican sweetbreads. I probably drank way too many cups. I also visited a hair salon. It was tempting to check out the medical spa offering Botox treatments as well. I decided to spend my money on a manicure eventually, though.
Did you feel safe in Mexico? I heard that there are real problems with organized gangs there.
Well, being a town that relies heavily on dental tourism, the locals have made it their top priority to keep dental tourists safe. Of course, it was a little unsettling to see not only the local police patrolling the area, but also soldiers with their big AR-15s. The other foreigners didn't seem disturbed by it, having been there many times. It was also interesting to discover that there are guards stationed at almost every corner to keep a lookout for us. I thought they were just shopkeepers trying to persuade me to buy a souvenir at first when they kept calling out to me.
Sounds like you had a fun time. I will keep this in mind should I ever need dental treatment. Hey, Jamie, I heard that you just came back from Mexico.
I did. I was there for a week and just got home yesterday afternoon.
We thought it was odd that you did not show up at the book club meeting last week, but you did mention your recent promotion at work, so I thought that may have taken up your time. Auntie May also did not mention anything when I bumped into her.
Well, you know, my mother is not exactly one who shares information readily with neighbors.
That is true, although you would think she would be more open with me, seeing that we have known each other for a decade. Did you enjoy your vacation? I heard that Mexico is a wonderful destination.
I enjoyed the hospitality that the locals extended to me. Even though I could only speak a few words of Spanish, almost everyone I met was full of smiles and ready to extend a helping hand when I looked lost.
Yes, I know a few Mexicans from work, and they seem to be able to make friends with just about everyone, even though their English may not be all that fluent.
I do wish I didn't have my mouth numb half the time, though.
A numb mouth? What happened? Did you hurt yourself?
Oh, no. I was there as a dental tourist. Have you ever heard about dental tourism?
No, but that does sound interesting. So you went overseas to get dental work done?
Yes, that is what it really means. You go to a foreign country for dental work and enjoy a holiday at the same time. It is not a bad idea, really.
Why would people choose to do something like this? Isn't dental care available in this country?
Well, yes, but for major procedures like what I had to do, it is rather costly. For people who need something beyond a simple filling and cleaning, it can actually be more cost-effective to just travel to a less developed country for treatment. Besides, during the winter months up north, retirees prefer to head somewhere warmer. The combination of a milder climate and lower cost of dental care is a great draw for them.
That is certainly intriguing, although I would be worried about the quality of the work. I mean, there has to be a reason why it is so much cheaper in these countries. I would think the dentists go through a less rigorous curriculum compared to here.
That is unfortunately a misconception. We are all accustomed to thinking that higher prices equate higher quality. However, when it comes to healthcare and dental care, a lot of the cost has to do with cost of living, as well as cost of acquiring an education to be a professional in the field.
So, would you say your experience in Mexico is similar to visiting a dentist here in Canada?
Other than hearing the dentists and their assistants conversing in Spanish, I would say yes. The equipment and tools they use all look very similar to what we have here.
Well, that is good to know. What else did you do, other than sit in a dentist's chair?
I explored the town. It is not very big, so I was able to get around on foot. There are so many dental clinics in that little town. I read that there are about 300 dentists practicing there, which is a huge number when you consider that I was able to walk from one end of the town to the other in just 10 minutes. There was a lot to see, from the many souvenir shops selling all kinds of keepsakes to small coffee shops serving delicious lattes and Mexican sweetbreads. I probably drank way too many cups. I also visited a hair salon. It was tempting to check out the medical spa offering Botox treatments as well. I decided to spend my money on a manicure eventually, though.
Did you feel safe in Mexico? I heard that there are real problems with organized gangs there.
Well, being a town that relies heavily on dental tourism, the locals have made it their top priority to keep dental tourists safe. Of course, it was a little unsettling to see not only the local police patrolling the area, but also soldiers with their big AR-15s. The other foreigners didn't seem disturbed by it, having been there many times. It was also interesting to discover that there are guards stationed at almost every corner to keep a lookout for us. I thought they were just shopkeepers trying to persuade me to buy a souvenir at first when they kept calling out to me.
Sounds like you had a fun time. I will keep this in mind should I ever need dental treatment.